Not everybody is upset about the high cost of gasoline. One young family in western Massachusetts believes that it is possible and preferable to live on almost no fossil fuels. From member station WFCR, Karen Brown reports.
About a dozen hens are rooting around recently turned soil in the backyard of Daniel Staub, Kristen Brennan, and their two young children. The hens lay about 10 eggs a day. The family garden is starting to push up kale, collard greens, and turnips. And when their little ones demand something sweet, they whack through the brush to a backyard beehive.
These bees, it was just one hive, and they produced 80 pounds of honey this year that we actually harvested.
2 years ago, Brennan and Staub, both 31, college-educated and raised in middle-class families, began a homesteading experiment in which they live almost entirely off the food they produce themselves. They have no car and instead bike, walk, or take the bus, whether they're going to the market or visiting family in the next state. They live on two part-time salaries. She's a farming consultant. He's a piano teacher.
We are attempting to live within a local economy. Locally based economy is really about community for me, and it's about connection between people and each other and the natural world around them.
But what makes Brennan and Staub's lifestyle different from, say, a rural homestead in Vermont is that they live in the middle of a low-income inner-city neighborhood in Springfield, Massachusetts.
We could live this way anywhere. The question is, in what way will we be offering it most to people? A lot of people in a lot of different situations can benefit from changing their consumption habits, and that's even true of people who don't have a lot of power to consume.
They bought a house on 3/4 of an acre in a neighborhood known for drug dealing and stray bullets, and began reaching out to neighbors, especially the children.
Okay, so you want to get as much of the root as you possibly can.
So let me show you, LJ.
Like this?
Nope. 10-year-old Lorenzo Nicholson is helping Brennan move plants from one garden patch to another.
And you're going to actually put your foot on top of the shovel.
I know.
Okay. Lorenzo is one of a dozen young neighbors who spend most sunny afternoons in this backyard. It's the adults who are a harder sell. Staub is often making the case that what seems like a sacrifice is actually their preference. For instance, on this day, they're turning trees into firewood using a manual two-person saw. On the whole, their relatives try to be supportive, but they occasionally clash with the household rules. Staub's mother, Sylvia.
One of the things that's a challenge in the family is that they won't accept any gifts that are new if they can be bought recycled, hand-me-downs, handmade.
At times, Staub and Brennan still negotiate exactly how far to take their mission. Brennan is more willing to throw an extra log on the fire when guests come, and she admits to an occasional craving for modern appliances, like the dryer that came with the house.
And we've been tempted to throw diapers and covers into the dryer.
And what stops you just before you do that?
Well, I guess it's a slippery slope. If we use the dryer once, maybe we would be lured by the dryer again, and so we decide not to do it.
Brennan and Staub hope to live this way forever, and they believe others will follow their example. But while some friends have taken small steps, the couple has yet to convince anyone else to adopt their bare-bones lifestyle. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.